Shabbos, Perek Yudal, Mishnah Aleph. Shmoyne Shrotzim Ha'amurim Batayra. We're talking over here the Shmoyne Shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah biyachas to Dinei Tumah v'Tahara. A Tzvardeya, l'moshel, a frog, is not Metame. But there are many other Mayis, Chulda, V'achba, V'chulda, that are Metame. The ones that are Metame have, the Gemara explains, have skin. They have or. They're not just cartilage, not just vertebrae, but they have skin. Because they have skin, is shaykh by them the malacha of tzedo, hatzodon. It's also shaykh by them the malacha of choyvel, v'achoyvel behem chayiv. Points out, shar shkotzim urumosim, ha-choyvel behem potter. Hatzodon l'tzorich chayiv, shalo l'tzorich potter. Other shkotzim, Chavala is not shaykh by them. Again, we didn't explain yet why there's a chiyuv chavala. What exactly is the malach of chavala, and why is it totally in the fact that they have skin, that they have yeshlam or not? V'agapanim tzeido, l'chay is totally, and whether you're catching them for any meaningful purpose. Hatzodim l'tzoy chayim l'moshul. There are certain types of snakes or wasps that they take the venom out and they use it for medicinal purposes. L'tzoyrich is chayiv, shaloy l'tzoyrich is potter. L'chor the pshat in the relationship of tzod with the shmoyne shkotzim as opposed to other shkotzim or amosim is the ones that have oir, theoretically their skins could be used. Their fur could be used. Their skins could be used. The ones that are not aren't inherently minim that are shaykh to tzedah. An ant is not shaykh batzim to tzedah. A frog, there's nothing you could do with a dead frog. There's no use to it. So batzim, it's not a bar tzedah. Tzu der tzu, the Mishnah still says Hatzodon Litzoirich is Chayiv. Like we said, if there's any medicine you could extract from it, it'll be Chayiv despite the fact that it's not regularly from the Minim Hanitzoidin. This is the way Rashi learns, this is the way the Rav brings it, that Azach, which is from the Minim Hanitzoidin, you're Chayiv on, and the assumption is that it's Litzoirich, because it's something that you have Tzoirich in. Something which is einoy mimin hataina, it's not a min hanotsu, it has to have a specific useful purpose for capturing it, that's why you chayv. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, if you're going to make a klal, that something that's not a min hanitsud does not have a chiyuv tzeido, if it's loy l'tzorich, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv even l'tzorich. The fact that you have a psetzorich in it is a dover nodir, it's not usual, and memela be'etzim, the min is not shaykh to the malach of tzeido. So he says that the Pshat the Mishnah is Litzorich and Shaloi Litzorich has to do with Malach Shein Tzuchel L'Gufo. Normal, what's the reason why you catch an ant or a frog? Because it's annoying you. You catch it, a scorpion, a wasp, you catch it to get rid of it. That is a Malach Shein Tzuchel L'Gufo. You'd be Chayiv only if you don't hold the Reb Shim. If you hold the Reb Shim, the Malach Shein Tzuchel L'Gufo is part of you, not Chayiv. And that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is pointing out that Litzorich Chayiv Shalei Litzorich Potter. And the truth of the matter is that the same thing is true by Shmoyne Shrotzim. If you catch one of the Shrotzim, Ha'amurim Batayra, and the reason why you caught it was because you want to get rid of it because you're afraid it's going to be Mentame or it's going to eat up your food, so you're not Chayiv. You're Chayiv only if you catch it Litzorkoi. The Mishnah is only Madgish Litzorich and Shalei Litzorich by the things that are usual, that are sometimes Litzorich and sometimes not Litzorich. Usually even not Litzorich. The things that are caught are usually litzorich, and therefore the mission just says it that way. That's the chur of the Rambam also, the Rambam Paskins. Echod shmoy nishrotzim, and echod not shmoy nishrotzim. Ben litzorich, ben litzorich, loy litzorich, yichayiv, because he holds malach shen etzikul agum fes chayiv. The Rambam Lishitas, he holds not like Reb Shimon. So this mission is shaloy kalocha. Chayiv oiv, shebirshusoy means it's caught already. A bird in a cage. Hatzodin, if you grab it, potter, tamachus etzeda. Vachoyvul ben is chayiv. Why not? Vachoyvul to David Pashut. No worse than Shmoyne Shrotzim. Now, betoich the din of choyvul bohen chayiv, the Rav brings the fact we had a klal in the previous Mishnais in the last parak, the kolam akalkulim apturin. Lachar, punching an animal in the nose, lachar is a mice of mekalkul. Why should he be chayiv? He brings from the Gemara, it's really Gemara in Daf Kuvov, that the chiyuv is only b'tzorich lohen dam. If you need the dam that the behemoth is moitzi, the chaya, the oif, whatever it is moitzi al yidei yom ha'is chavolo, it's a ma'isa tikkun, not a ma'isa kilku. Again, going back to the ratio, what does the malacha of choyvel have to do with yesh behem or? So now we have a few pshatim in Rishonim. The Rishonim on miyaches, the fact that a certain type of a sheretz has a skin to the malacha of chavola. What is the malacha of chavola? Is the malacha of chavola, others want to tell you that since the dam is yoytze, it colors the skin, it's tzeveya, the santa maisa. So it's only if you need the dam, so there's a positive in it coming out and coloring the skin, because it's coming out, and you want the dam to come out. That's the way Rashi learns. The place to learn this in Yom Bi'iyun is actually in Ksubas Davov, in the sugya of Besulim. Over there, there's a discussion about the malacha of Chayvel on Shabbos. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says that the dam is nekem koyma. It's like taking any liquid out of a salad. It's dosh. Even though ein disha begdule karka, ein disha elu begdule karka, behemis chayis, oifish, gots, miramazim, are all called gedule karka, psachidish. And then there's the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim hold, this is Taisus, the Ran, there's also one Lashon and Rashi this way, that every chayvel is netilus neshama. There's somewhat of a chiddush in this. Netilus neshama, normal, is shoychit. So mila, let's say, where you're cutting off a whole part of a person, that's zicher ma'is chayvel. Cutting off somebody's finger or pulling out a tooth is definitely chayvel. But being moitzi dam, no, ki adam wa nefesh, that's called netilas neshama, bezer anpin, you're taking out something of the nefesh. A chiddush it is, which is why the Rishonim grapple with this, but that's what these Rishonim hold. That miktsas dam, that's shanefesh toliboy, is also called hetzoras nefesh. Agav loit loshin, that it's mishum dosh. So the amount that comes out has to be the shear of liquid that comes out of a salad. How much is that? Kegregeris. Like any liquid that's pulled out of a salad. So that's something to remember. Al-Koponim, it's only if it has a skin. The pshat is, if it has a skin, the dam coming out is something that's konus besoyche legamri. So mele, pulling it out is netil sashama, or it's dosh, or it's tsever the skin. That's why this mission is totally in the Shemayin Shrotzim Shiesh Lam Or. Sandra Kiveger pulls out a gewaldige kasha. He says, open up the Rambam. The Rambam, being that he holds that every choyvel is netilas neshama. I'm sorry, every choyvel is mishum dosh. He holds like that, Pshat. Comes out, what about shoychit? That's a chiddush in chavol that it's dosh. Okay. And it has to be yotzeh dam kegregeris. What about a shoychit? You're zichah getting that much dam. You're getting at least the revi'ez dam. It's zichah kegregeris. When you shoychit, there should be a... The chiv is mishum netilas neshama. Plus, there should be a chiv, mishum seichit, mishum dosh. Should be chayv tuchatois. What are you going to answer? You're going to answer that what we just pointed out when we read the end of the Mishnah, that you could only be chayiv on shoychit, I'm sorry, on netilas dam, only if it's letzorech adam, letzorech, because he needs the dam lekalbo, and by shoychit lechayy doesn't need the dam. There's only one reason why that's true, because if you're not tzorech adam, it's a mekalkel, but shoychit inherently is not mekalkel. Shoychit, what are you gonna say? Killing the animal, it's wanton destruction. It's like taking a gun, shooting the animal. That's a ma'aser kilkel. Shoychit is not kilkel. Shoychit is preparing it to be oichel. I'm not taking gadol mizeh. Every ma'isa shoychit, if it's not kilkul anyways, so you should be chayv also on the dosh, even without l'tzorech dam. Kivegez akasha. And one fascinating topic that comes up in the Rav is that on the word shash gotzim u'remosim, the Rav quotes kigoin toiloyim, different types of bugs, the chilzoinois v'akrabim. Okay, that we understand also. The chilozin is a very interesting example. There's a this whole discussion that you want to define, hey, about capturing the chilazim, okay, it could be tzod, but killing the chilazim, what malacha would that be? If there's a chiva, the chilazim mishum disha, because you definitely tzarech l'dam, very valuable. Dam chilazim is used for the tchelas. Many people would pay millions to have the dam chilazim, if we have it. Now, chilazim is mentioned in the Gemara as not having or, and that's why there's a discussion, because even though it's l'tzarech domoy, that he's squeezing it, that he's killing it, But lamaisa, without the oil, you're not really squeezing out the liquid, the dam chilozin, from a salad. And the achrenim mucha with this in the halachas of dosh. Prima godim, Kivega brings in Simon Shinta Zayin. One last point that should be mentioned is that the hoitzoas dam, which we're saying if he's litzorich domoy, he's chayiv, even when the dam doesn't spurt out of the live creature, even when it's only tachas oire, it colors the oir. L'chor, his kavan was for the dam. It was l'chor loin nasis machshavte. Like somebody who wanted to throw one location, went to a different location, it was loin nasis machshavte. So why you chayiv? Taisis Yontif says, it's like we had before, somebody's writing Shmuel, and he writes only Shem. He's chayiv because Shem is a meaningful two letters. So over here also, it's meaningful because that's called being Moitzi Dam, even though the dam didn't come out as a liquid, it's only Tachas Ha'or. Kivege says here, Shem and Shmuel, the Shem is a Machayiv. If you plan on writing Shem, it'd be Chayiv. So you could be Chayiv on Shem, even though you wanted to write Shmuel. But over here, the only reason why you Chayiv is only because of the Hitzoas Dam. That's what makes it into a Malacha L'Tzorech Gufoy, the way we read the Mishnah. So you be chayiv when it's loy nasa ba'ifin kazeh, that it wouldn't be a malacha. He says he has a hard time understanding that. He has different pshat, he blinds by tzorchin. And now Mishnah Beis, which is a little bit lighter than all the sugyas that we just discussed in Mishnah Aleph. Ein oisin hilmi b'shabbos. There's something called hilmi, which was a concoction. It was a taruvis where they mixed together water with salt, with vegetables. With some oil, and it was used to pickle vegetables, some type of brine to pickle vegetables. Now, what it looks like is, it looks like what you're doing is you're making this mixture in order to pickle things. Pickling is a very interesting malacha. What's the malacha of pickling? Ma'abedes ha'or. The malacha after shoychit, that's why it comes in over here, right after shoychit, which is killing the Baal Chai, comes the malacha of Ma'abedes Oiroi, which is treating the hide with chemicals to preserve it in order to use it to turn it into klaf for a Sefer Torah. B'doy malaza you have, which is a told of, this malacha is pickling vegetables. What you're doing is you're using some type of chemicals, the chemicals that we just described, to turn the vegetables hard, to preserve them, that they don't spoil, they don't shrivel up. Same idea. Pickling vegetables on Shabbos is a tolda of Ma'abedes Oiroi. So because of that, you can't make hilmi, which is the mixture that's used for this process. Aval oisu hu is mea melach, make salt water. V'noisen v'toivel pita behen, and you could dip your bread in, which is a normal usage. V'noisen l'tach ha'tafshel, you put it in the tafshel. They weren't geyser on that. What's the difference between making salt water? Basically, hilmi is salt water. You make a large amount, it's also because that you're going to use for pickling. If you make a small amount, that's you're going to be used just for dips, to dip your challah into. So he doesn't hold it as a chilik. Either one is awesome. So Shaila, by the way, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, if you're allowed to make the salt water for dipping in the karpas. How do you do it? You put in a little bit of oil in water. That's not mei melach. Or you put in the oil first with the salt before you put in the water. Hey, yes, you're making a shinui. So that's not called. You're making that. You're not making this concoction. So it's mutter even by mut that Rabbi Yosi is machmer. Over here, we won't be machmer.